You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. It is the final segment, and we're going to talk about Northwest Dade in general and the new shopping center proposed by the 555 Corporation that they're planning to build out there. Millions of square feet of, I'll call it, entertainment and experiential retail. It's not really something we have down here, so I really don't think it's going to directly compete with anybody. I think that there's certainly room in our marketplace for that shopping center, because for years, and this is what my quote in the Wall Street Journal was, for years, South Florida was under-retailed. Only now are we getting to the point where there's enough retail choices here in South Florida. And as you heard Mike Faye say earlier on the show, we're going to start living in what he called donuts, what I call urban cores and centers. And you'll want to have it vertically integrated, live, work, and play there. But when you leave that core, you're going to want a destination. And I think this mall is going to be one of the destinations that everybody's going to want to go to once. And when tourists come to town, they'll get on a bus, they'll go to the Aventura Mall, they'll go to this mall, they'll go to Sawgrass. It's going to be terrific. You know, everybody says that all it's going to do is bring low-paying jobs. I focus on the word jobs. Listen, not everybody got a PhD in nuclear physics or law or accounting. And oh, by the way, the people with degrees in law and accounting, they're going to get business out of this. You bring 26,000 jobs to a community, it has what you call the economic multiplier effect. People will make bank deposits. They'll buy things. They'll make investments. They'll send their kids to private school. They'll send them to public school. They'll pay taxes. It is a boom. And yeah, this is one of the last green spots in our trade area. Well, look, if it's planned and it's permitted and it can get through all the governmental approvals, and believe me, it's going to take a lot to do that, then heck, this is America. You build it. The people will come. And is there retailer demand? They wouldn't be planning this unless they had already talked to the retailers and knew that they could get enough retail tenants to capitalize the transaction. And what it's also going to do is it's going to be good for hotels. It's going to extend the stay of visitors, maybe by a half a day, but still it'll create more overnight visitation. And it's not the same goods and services that you see at Aventura and Sawgrass. It's going to be different. And so that's the background on what I talked to the Wall Street Journal reporter about. It's the whole story. It's my whole perspective. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great deal for all of us in South Florida. Now I want to talk a little bit more about what I saw when I went to Lauren's Kingdom, when I saw Lauren do her book reading at Books and Books. You know, I gas it up. I talk a lot. I talk really hard and really fast. But let me tell you what it's all really about. It's all really about kindness, sharing, goodness, positive energy. That's why Kind Snacks is a sponsor of the show. They know the type of people that we are that listen to the show, that participate in the show. I'm telling you, get this book. Get this information to young people. I'm going to say it until I turn blue in the face. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. I saw the beautiful young children that were sitting in the front row, bright-eyed, excited, participating and interacting with Lauren. It was wonderful. I hope that every child, and I'm going to say it this way, in the world, gets that kind of interface and that kind of feedback and that kind of true love and positive energy, because they deserve it. Unfortunately, there's people that are unscrupulous out there that have their eye out for your child or your friend's child, and you better be careful. Look for the signs. If somebody is what we call, I'll call it cultivating, grooming is what they call it. If somebody's favoring your child, taking them home after sporting events when the other kids bike home, taking them out after school for dinner, having them over at their house, paying special attention if they work for you. For crying out loud, it was Lauren's maid, their trusted in-house employee, that abused her, this poor woman. And she's a wonderful, beautiful person. Gosh, I hope she runs for president. I think she'd be the best. She's got a little time to season, but that's my vote for president in 2024. You got it. Write that down. It's on the record. So, people, you got to protect your kids. I buy this time, just like the guy says at the beginning of the show. And it's important to me to get this message out to you. Our community needs more kindness. Heck, if you're on the road, you just saw that. So please get your kids to laurenskids.org. Order the book. It's on Amazon. It's on all of them. In fact, they crashed the servers the other day with people ordering it. It's going to be in the schools. It's going to be part of our public education curriculum. It's something everybody needs. Look for the signs. Tell your child if they feel funny in the tummy to go to their safe friend and ask for help. You couldn't provide a better service to our community. Our future is our children, and we need you to be strong with them. Go to laurenskids.org, get the book, join myself, my wife, Lauren Book, and the Miami Heat on the walk. We'll be at the AAA about lunchtime on Friday. It's my Facebook photo. It's what I use on Twitter. You got to do this. This is our future. The kids are beautiful. Don't let somebody spoil them. Oh, gosh. Did I get that out, D? Did I get what I needed to get out? God bless you, D. I know you got a kid. I know you protect him. Every parent wants their kid to be protected, and we can't be there all the time. So you protect them with education about what to look for and what to do. Darn, I want to thank Lauren's Kids for being a part of our show for so long. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, I write a column. The people are great. The CCIMs, they're terrific. And Kind Snacks, you see why we have Kind Snacks on the show. Today we had our special guest on about UHealth. We talked about hypertension. Hypertension is the silent killer. I know a number of people that have kidney disease that need transplants and dialysis because they have high blood pressure. Go to the doctor. Get checked. If you're feeling funny, make sure you get checked. We all have health care now. Go out and use it, because nothing is a bigger drag on our community, other than those sexual predators, than somebody who's not taking advantage of staying healthy. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association. Kind Snacks is teaming up with them on the golf tournament we just talked about. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Marlins. Social Media 305, they helped me get social. I want to thank the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. But I want to thank you, my listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. So please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. You'll see my Wall Street Journal ad article there. How many times can I pump that up? My God, I'm a PR pig. Join our community. Give us comments and feedback. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Fried. Tweet at the show, at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook. It's starting to look pretty good. I'm on LinkedIn, too. YouTube, our website, gets thousands of hits. Go there if you missed any of the show, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM, Thursday, 6 to 7. It's going to be a great show because I love doing this. Now, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Adore.